don't believe in shooting stars.
It can be hard for fans of Ye, as he's now called, to enjoy Flashing Lights and other songs, given his years of statements questioning the Holocaust and repeating tropes about Jewish people controlling money and the media.
I don't, as a leader of the Jewish community, have any interest in choosing what speech gets spoken.
But Rebecca Weininger from the Anti-Defamation League says even if Ye's January apology in the Wall Street Journal is sincere, his past words still have an effect.
The Jewish community is still impacted by this performer who has a history of practicing very virulent anti-Semitism.
She says her group has been talking to managers at Soldier Field for weeks and they're receptive.
They're going to enforce a zero tolerance policy at the performances for not just hate that the artist would practice, but for any ticket holder in attendance.
Workers are being trained on signs, symbols, and other emblems that could be seen as anti-Semitic. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9, WBBM.